Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio, all right, with Mercury running backwards as fast as it can today. I am unable. This is the Sunday show with Gwen Berry and Jack Jodell. But a little commentary on Jack Jodell. He's trying to get through. We're trying to get through. But as I said, the planet of communication is running backwards, and everybody knows I put stock in that kind of stuff. So basically, we've got a little bit of – we have Wayne Johnson with us tonight, the engineer of knowledge with us. Wayne, thanks for sitting in Jack's seat at the moment. I really appreciate it.
Gwen, it wasn't planned, but my pleasure.
And tonight, and I thank you kindly, tonight we have Winston Smith is with us. So we're gonna do some chatting and commentary with Winston, and he's going to talk to us all about a show he has been doing already called Burning Streets. Yeah, Joe, that's Burning Streets?
That's it, Winston.
Winston, sorry, you know, the protagonist, the big, the guy who Orwell made the protagonist and allowed us to see Big Brother for who he'd be. I wanted to mention right off the bat before we get into conversation and talking about the bulk of the show today and Burning Streets and going into commentary on the week's many issues come up. I wanted to talk about the two things. First thing I'd like to do is bring everybody's attention to Jada Mitchell, who has a GoFundMe page. Now, this is a gal who she and her partner, her husband, I think, have been taking care of pets in their community and rescuing them for a long, long time. And her husband lost his job in October, and they've been unable to collect unemployment or to find another job. So they've been living on her disability. And since then, they're unable to make the mortgage payments. So they're being threatened with foreclosure, and if they don't get current by March 3rd. And so she's put up a GoFundMe page, and I'm going to put that link into our chat box here so that folks know. And you can find Jada's link on the social networks. Whoever's got a browser window open, please.
It's closed.
yeah, that'll get to you when you're getting started out here. Anyways, they've done a marvelous job so far. People's generosity with just little donations from their social network pal.
That's not me.
Okay. Okay. Hang on. Let me take a look at where my stuff is. No? None of it's there. Okay. Yeah, like I said, we're dancing backwards with the planet of communication, so please. A little patience here. They've been rescuing animals for the past decade, and the animals and they themselves have nowhere to go. Most of the animals they have are special needs and elderly, and it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to place them in other homes. Now, they've got a nice home with a lot of property, and they're taking care of animals and doing it with open hearts and putting a lot to it. Now, they're hoping to raise enough money to get current on their house payments. So they'll have shelter while Kenny, her husband, continues to look for work. You know, stuff like this is really important, and this is one of the most fabulous things we can do besides organizing ourselves to protest, getting things done through making people aware of what the truth is by alternative media. This is one of the other fabulous things we can do. We can promote each other, and we can promote help. So I want you all to know that they've raised over 78% of the funds they need already. Even $5, a big difference. And it's been $5, $25, $40. You see here and there someone has put maybe $100 in, but the most that they've been raising on is by $5 and $10, $15 or $25 donations for a couple of, you know, a few thousand dollars to get current. And I imagine they have a little tidy something to keep them for a moment. So I want to stress that helping people like this is the other gift and tool that we have. This is one of the skills of social networking and free radio media, alternative media choices. So I hope I've made that really clear. I'm noticing once again that Mercury's screwing with me anyways. Let's get into the Sunday show. And sitting in for Jack Jodell is, as I said, Wayne Johnson. Wayne, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, and good evening to everybody listening tonight. We appreciate having them on.
Great. And Winston Smith, how are you this evening?
I'm doing really good, kind of in hiding right now on 2nd Street in Rochester, but I'm doing just fine.
You're hiding.
Well, I had to kind of get out of Dodge, Gwen, like I was telling you earlier. I had was doing my show a couple of weeks ago, and in walked state troopers and wanted my bowl. So they raided my house for my bowl. So I thought that, you know, seeing as how you're such a rebel, if I was going to go on your show tonight, that I probably should just find a safer place to do it, because I don't want to interrupt your show there, Gwen.
Well, bless your heart, darling. I mean, who's the judge?
Actually, Gwen, I wanted to ask you, can I kind of like hide my show on your show somehow?
Yeah, well, we're going to do that on Saturday. Give you a little more time on it, too.
Ah, thanks.
Tell us the name of the show, what you do, what Winston has to say on Burning Street. Give us the lowdown.
Okay, the lowdown is kind of lowdown. What I was trying to do with Burning Streets is it's really focusing on activism and, well, making people aware, but also trying to put out stories on things that are happening around the globe that aren't getting reported, all kind of built around the idea that activism is happening all over and it's being kept from you, and Winston Smith is going to make sure that you know about it. And also because I am I'm a master of the media. I know the media. I've been in media for 30 years, and I can see when they're spinning it, and I'm going to tell when they're spinning it, and I'm going to point things out, and we're going to try new things. One thing about Burning Streets is it started before it was ready to start, and if I can just expand on that a little bit, sure. I want to show how you can do stuff even if you're not ready to do it. And we want to try new things every week, let the audience give us some feedback if it works or it doesn't work. Doesn't mean I'm going to change anything, but but that way we can build a show and people can be part of building it and see where it goes. So we're kind of keep it loose, but at the same time and have fun with it, but really to make people aware of media and what's being done as far as like what you're being told, what you're not being told, how much thought goes into what you've been told, and Winston Smith's going to tell you what they're really saying.
Wow. That's what we promote here on Here Be Monsters, the whole Magilla, all the shows. So you're so very welcome here with us to bring some of that energy and some of that. I want to, in my mind's eye, I get the idea of the spearhead, you know. It's important for people to understand that the media does spin. You were a Democrat in Chronicle, right?
Oh, for 30 plus years, yeah. Plus I had a magazine that I ran, College Network magazine. I've done that. Quite a bit of stuff in media. I'm a media person. My offspring are media people, and we know how it works, and you're really not being told how it works. And part of this is also to call out our liberal friends because to me, there is no difference. The same techniques that are used to sway one way are used to sway another way too. Rather than using the truth and let people figure stuff out for themselves, I think our liberal media is not liberal. I think our liberal media is a big scam. I think our liberal media is just mind-fucking everybody. And I think it's very important right now because we don't have a lot of time. Everything is really getting messed up, and we need to find out, well, where do you go to find out accurate information? I have not heard the word accurate in the media anywhere in years, where it used to be fair and accurate. They don't use the word no more. So for me, it's almost like, how do I say this? It's almost like a need to point out the nose on everybody's face.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. That's a wonderful metaphor to use.
So that's what I'm trying to do. But at the same time, try something different. Let's try new paradigms. I mean, let's try new types of shows. Let's try new ways of doing things, bring new people in. One of the people that I have here with me today is Julia. Now, she is my producer. And we are planning to have a lot of surprises coming on the show, but good surprises. But one of them that I'm really, really, really excited about is the interviews with the proletariat. We want to, rather than find people that are supposedly important, knowledgeable, and there for you to interview, let's find people that nobody would interview, and let's interview them. Let's find out what people think, real people. People who actually go to work every day, people that actually pay taxes. I think everybody has a story. I think everybody has a story that's not only relevant but timely. And my producer and I have decided that we're going to try to pull something together and do that. And I'd like to introduce you right now.
Sure.
Julia?
Hello.
That's not Julia. Remember, I'm in hiding. The hounds are loose.
That's right. They got the hounds after you.
This is Julia, and she's going to kind of give you an idea of what we were talking about.
Well, you summed it up pretty well and concisely. And
that's my job.
No, it's awkward. basically, just talking to real people and pulling the stories out of that. I spent a lot of time in school. Also for journalism, and finding those real stories were what I really wanted to, and then I realized I wouldn't have been able to pay off the student loans doing it, so I kind of switched over into other media studies, but this is going to kind of give an outlet for that, looking at real stories from real people, and that's where real opinion should be coming from.
Makes sense?
That's a great format. I have a question for you. Does this reflect at all the website that is your holding place on the web right now? Because I hesitate to give any other.
No, you mean Worldwide Hippies?
Worldwide Hippies, man. Yeah.
Oh, no, this is Worldwide Hippies. We are Worldwide Hippies.
Yeah, okay, there you go. I want to get that.
No. Yeah, Worldwide Hippies is like, it's kind of like the, I think everything in newspaper terms, but Worldwide Hippies is kind of like newspaper online for the same type of let's deal with the media as media and look at it. And what I offer on Worldwide Hippies is not only the latest information on hippies, whatever that may be, but also Citizens Journalist Exchange is hosted there too.
Yeah.
And we have writers from all over the place, really. We've been going like 5 years. And they're just citizen journalists who have a lot to say and that are very good writers, very knowledgeable, and most importantly, quite often you can get somebody that's reporting from an area that nobody else is reporting from, and you get kind of like not just the man in the street type of thing, but you get, you know, the neighbor type of thing. What do they think about what's going on?
Yeah.
So, that's what we offer on Worldwide Hippies. And again, too, you know, humor is important to me. And anything that I do, because I think it's a great form of communication. And I think you can sometimes make the medicine go down a lot easier if you put it in kind of a humorous context. But both Worldwide Hippies and Burning Streets are serious programs, and I hope that people see, well, see the website for what it is, but also see that the program, too, is not just tongue-in-cheek, that it's important stuff. And the media really is important. You're being scammed, people. I mean, and we all kind of know it, but we keep going back to it. Like a dog returning to its vomit sometimes. It's pretty sad. So behind everything, behind the choking, all that, it's a very serious attempt to point out that until we change where we're getting our information, you don't stand a chance because you don't know what's going on. Everything is being fed to you, and you're being presented a world that somebody else has created. And until you can see through that, how do you battle that? You know, it's like,
very
if
well
go back, I'll go back to the liberal media. They're not helping nobody. All they're doing is, I mean, everybody wants to point out the problems. Well, you know, to Joe Schmo on the street, you ain't got to point out no problems. He knows what the problems are. Why do I have to go to the media to find out what the problems are? What I need to go to the media is to find out who's causing the problems and what we're going to do about it. And that's what I'm trying to do with this. Cut through the crap. Realize that you're getting this scam and fight back. And the way to fight back is with truth and accurate information.
Let me interject here, Gwen. I thought
while you gentlemen are doing this, I'm going to be also trying Jack again. He just emailed in and said, hey, what's going on? I'm here, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've fought like environmental battles myself, and you know, and one of the things that I make comments of to those trying to fight them was you have to be truthful and accurate with every bit of your statements. Those that you are opposing because maybe they're coming from the position of authoritative and you're being part of the rebellious rebellious stratification. Their litmus test of being true and accurate isn't the same as yours. And for instance, I give you an example. I was fighting a wood treatment plant, and they were just taking their toxic waste and burying it in a water aquifer. And the lawyer who represented the Love Canal folks up there in the upper state of New York was in my friend's living room, and this is in Maryland on the Eastern Shore. And he says, you know, number one, how do you want to stop this? Are you looking for just collecting money for damages, or do you want to make it go away and stop it? And for with much pride and pleasure for myself, everybody said, we want them stopped and out of here and shut them down. He says, you have to do it politically, and you have to be totally accurate, know your information, know your chemical makeups and everything like that, educate yourself, and come across with truth. Because the opposing side says, oh, no, we fed this creosote to animals for, you know, 5 years, and now they just stayed healthier and got better and all kinds of stuff, you know. They can make a big bull crap, i.e. like Fox News, but because
so
they're coming from a position of authoritative.
So you got to kind of anticipate questions, right?
Oh, yes.
And have the answers ready. I think that's very smart. And that's a good approach to take, too, rather than just, you know, sit for tat. If you can guess their questions before they ask them, then you're in control.
Exactly. So, you know, it's like when I was in the Navy, they call it the 7 P's, proper prior planning. And I won't finish the rest because we're on the radio.
Yeah, this is Gwen's show. You can go ahead, man.
that's quite true. I wanted to add on here too. It's not just what we have. We have a huge. What we're trying to do is also create a network of similar or like-minded, like-hearted shows. And one of the representations of that we do have an online posting board, if you will. It's called the Commons Project Network, and Worldwide Hippies, Citizens Journalists Exchange. I've got that right, don't I?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Winston. We, a whole group of us are posting over there. Pinko, who used to do his show on here for a while, has thrown in with Authority Smashers. This is also, we should mention that we're supporting one another, not just with you know, supporting each other with inspiration and friendship, guidance, and mentorship. We're also supporting one another as we can with the finances or sharing expenses or giving each other shows, little commercial spots to bring more awareness and allow us to get whatever we can from or whatever we need to continue to provide this service of raising awareness, alternative media. And over at the Commons Project Network, we have several different shows. And Pinkos has decided to share the cost of doing, because he wants to do at least two or three shows a week with the Authority Smashers over there. And that's the Authority Smashing Hour is a really good radio show, too.
Well, I think it's a good fit. I think it's a great fit.
Yeah, and there's also we also have Bob Carson over there. We've got Lee Camp has given me permission to post all content. Kevin Sees and Margaret Flowers gives us permission to post content of Popular Resistance. Also, I am a supporter, big supporter of Dennis Traynor Jr.'s Acronym Television, and we put his content up, and also, and the Resistance Report, and also Asher Platzer, the Punk Patriot. There's several people that are on and off posting. I try to keep up as much as I can over there being an admin, but what I'm saying is that there are places where people can go and find different shows and information that isn't spun by corporate patronage and corporate directions and profiteering motivations, which is what mainstream media has become. Joe, you've been in this business a long time, and you've come from the paper side of it. And if I mention, you know, Hearst to you and having his laugh from the cloud, you know, you would know what I'm saying, yes?
Yes, I would.
So, I mean, this is, it's so yellow that we're floating in piss.
Yes. Well, and I think, you know, the Hearst too, but I think, and again, I hate to sound like, well, I don't hate like it. I want people to hear it. I think a lot of our problems are liberal friends in the media. You know, I mean, I think we can see the foxes for the foxes, but I think there's a lot of foxes that are looking like sheep. And
I used to look up to Doc Maddow when she was over at Air America, and when she came on to MSNBC, we still had Keith Olbermann on. Mm-hmm. I am always going to be a fan of Olbermann's. Olbermann is the only one that paid attention to Occupy. He brought it to the big guys. I mean, you know, he has his parameters too. He wants to get paid and he enjoys a nice living. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. He had integrity with what he was talking about on the air and the people he put on the air. Hell, half the people we post at the Commons Project Network are people that sat on his panel. So it will not happen, you know what I mean. It's Rachel Maddow, that when you talk about liberal press or media, I think first off about Rachel Maddow and watching her sell her soul to the devil over there. I mean, there's just no other way to spin it. She still brings some really good information to light, but she spins it all on the corporate side, and she's an Obama, really, she's a mouthpiece.
Yes, and that's, you're hitting it right on the head, and she's a good example, and I liked her too, but I mean, from the minute she went over there, I really was expecting this to happen. And just one little, a little thing here about Occupy. There was this very, very big liberal radio host that at first when Occupy come out the first day or two was standing right away from it, you know, didn't know what it was about and could be just kids and didn't want to give it a lot of time. Well, then as Occupy grew, gee, this great, big, important liberal radio guy starts, now he's pro Occupy, to the point he took it, to where he took a whole lunch hour and went, and he himself went out there with the troops out in the streets for a whole hour and came back and just talked about how great that was. And I just could not, I was pulling my own hair out, what's left of it. that, you know, what a hypocrite. He wouldn't back these people when they were first coming out, and now he's trying to put an hour in and then come back on his show and then tell everybody what a great thing he did. And to me, Tom Hartman is part of the problem.
You're talking about opportunist journalism, on the clutching the left but being paid by the right.
Well, I think also part of it, too, is access. That these people don't want to talk the truth because then they lose the access. I mean, he can call up anybody in the Democratic Party, and they're going to come on his show anytime he wants them to.
Yeah.
But if he starts talking truth about what's going on, he, all of a sudden you're going to lose access to these people.
Yeah, it's the tit for tat. And, you know, I will say this. I still like Chris Hayes over on MSNBC. He's having an awfully hard time selling out.
Yeah, I've always liked him. Again, too, you know, I got to say this, you know, it's people, they got to eat. I understand that. But really, anybody that's working at MSNBC, you might as well be working at Fox. Really, it's the same thing, you know?
We've lost. I have gotten my re-education, especially into what's going on with media. I mean, I always kind of knew with the bill of my cap pulled down to my eyes that shit was flying back and forth, but I had no idea really just how far it was going until after I schnookered myself through the first Obama election and then woke the heck up and the Gulf got spilled with a lot of oil. And
if
you're an intelligent person who cares about your community and is, you know, has the time to take a moment to look at the news and say, you know, in between trying to keep your children fed, your mortgage paid, you know, and all the downslide and all of this, the downslide in the standard of living globally right now, people are looking, you know, everywhere else but in the streets of the United States, people who are watching their world change so drastically before them are in the streets. They're in the streets in every Western European country. They still are. They're in the streets. They only left the streets in Kiev or in the Ukraine because they said they'd let the 240 protesters out of jail if they leave the streets. And when did it become a trade-off for your values to attend an Olympic, you know, the Olympics, and you have to trade off your values to go and perform as an American or a European or whoever to get into Russia and also deal with the hypocrisy of your own country? There's a lot of shit flying out there right now.
You know, and Gwen, I'm glad you're saying that because that's what Burning Streets is about. I want to tell people what's going on during the week. And I also want to tell them, too, you know, it's okay. You don't like that oil and that mud? Go somewhere where these people are lining up for a press release or whatever or just to cop a plea to what they've done to help clean it up and throw the stuff back at them. It's theirs. Why can't I say do that? You know, because it's theirs. Give it back to them and don't stop giving it back to them. And it's the same with Obama. Instead of going by their questions, get into the place of power and then shoot a right direct question at them and let them answer a direct question like his murder and his drones. I mean, not just what he's planning to do. Just call him out on it as a human being. What the hell are you doing? You know, this is what we need to do. And I didn't mean to cut in on you, Gwen, but you hit it right on the head, and that's what Burning Streets is about. To tell people it's okay to tell people you're full of shit, and you can tell them anytime you want. This is a free country. Now, you may pay a price for it, but it's a free country. And if the oil belongs to them, give it back to them. Sorry.
Hey, no, that's what it's about. I think that, you know, any of the shows you tune into, that's like you've listened to Lee Camp's Moment of Clarity, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wayne, you're familiar with Lee Camp and his Moment of Clarity video?
I am not. No, this is what I'm listening. It's very educational for me.
Lee Camp is extraordinarily good at using satire to put his point across, and it's won him a spot on Russian television, He's been on the Olbermann show. He's also been on Fox News and told them, you know, just exactly what he thought of them. And of course they, you know, went to a station break and he wasn't there.
Well, good for him.
he's absolutely wonderful. But, you know, using the satire is also something that is becoming, we've had a couple of incidents from the celebrity section in the last week too. We had the young woman Ellen Day, I think is her name, came out. Human rights, a human rights award ceremony where there were lots of press there. Well, she came out right in front of them. Then there was Lorde, the singer, whose Grammy speech was sliced. It was edited. And the thing is, if you read what the content of her speech actually was, talking about the mentality of the globe right now, it was all what Pinko is saying online. A bear says, you know, it was all, and it does read like satire, but it tells you exactly what's wrong with societies right now. Did you see that? Did you pick up on that, Winston?
Oh, yeah, but it's the way to do it sometimes, you know. That's what I try to do, too. And a lot of the stuff is so freaking bizarre. Let's be honest, it's pretty fucking funny, you know.
Oh,
I
mean,
yeah. I was going to say,
you got to look at it sometimes. You just got to shake your head, you know.
You got to.
I'm sorry. It's an old adage, there's a lot of truth in jest, and satire is a very good weapon for truth.
Bird Demings is good at that, and he's actually a conservative who has a good mind, a good heart, and good integrity and values. He's a true conservative, and he's a good friend of Here Be Monsters, Bird Deming, and his Fair and Unbalanced blog. He does these little radio clips that are just wonderful. I don't have one today, but we need to find our compatriots, our companions, and our like-minded people from every avenue. You know, it's just you can't look at people with labels anymore. You got to look at people from their true expression through demonstrating their values and integrity. I think that's where we have to go.
Well, I think Fair Be Monsters is doing that too with just some of the lineup that you get. You got to try different approaches. You know, like my show may not turn somebody on. I can't imagine that not happening, but it may not. You know, or somebody else's will. You know, and so I think what we need to do is just what we're doing. You keep trying. You keep going out there, you know. I mean, Gwen, the stuff you're doing, it's right. The diversity's there. You know, there'll be monsters, yeah. And they're monsters to be dealt with.
Well, you know what the term really means? Here Be Monsters is a navigational term. I grew up on boats. And it's a navigational term that cartographers used. 500-700 years ago, when they weren't sure of what was beyond a certain sea, they would write in the water on the map. They would write, "Here be monsters." You know?
Oh, I like that. I like that nautical theme. I got it.
Yeah, I
didn't know that one. It's great.
It's what it says though is we're navigating. We really are. I think all of us. I've read it in Wayne's words when he posts, and I consider Wayne a true conservative. I've read it from Jack at Saturday Afternoon Post, and I've read it countless times in the social nets and at Worldwide Hippies, all of us. What we are really saying is that, like you said, Winston, there's many different ways to go about this, but basically it's everybody has the chance. We're shifting paradigms. We are trying to, at the very core of it all, I think we're trying to shift a paradigm. We're moving towards a new horizon in uncharted waters. Because theocracies and ologies and isms, and I think we need a brand new vision because everything else has failed humanity at this point.
Right, but like you say, though, but keep trying, and we'll hit on some stuff. And I think people are ready. If you hit, you've got the diversity here. You know, you've got so many different shows and people. You're hitting people that, you know, sometimes a bell rings for one, doesn't ring for another. But if you keep on trying, they're going to hear it. They're going to hear it. That's what I don't think I'm going to change anything. I really don't.
Yeah.
But what I do a lot, honestly, is selfish. It's for me. I can't live my life without feeling like I at least push back and set the example for my children to see.
Yeah.
Let me interject here.
Sure.
One of my favorite quotes of Thomas Jefferson, right after they formed the government that we have today, he said, "The success of a democracy is based on the art of truth." And when you have others out there slinging bull and people are thinking they're getting good, accurate facts to base their decisions on, that's where it goes haywire. So, you know, then that's, you know, this is where you really have to concentrate, and like what sounds like we're all doing here is get out the truth and facts, and people will make the right decision given the proper information.
Getting it out there often enough, yeah, in enough different ways, because that's exactly how the media works. They think they have the monopoly on all the space and time. But with the internet, they don't. And we know that.
Exactly.
And we also know that the talent isn't judged by how much you're getting paid. Now, they may want you to think that, but talent isn't based on what you're making. Talent is based on knowing what you're doing and being able to get it across, communicate. That's really what we're looking for, hearing what we're trying to do. I hear a lot of times there's stuff, even what you were saying today, I just learned something, Glenn, about, you know, there be monsters, where they came from. Just the interchange between people who want to do this as opposed to people who do it for a living. The citizen journalist gets a bad rap when the citizen journalist is the purist. The journalist isn't. The journalist is doing it for a living. And that's supposed to elevate them, but I say it contaminates them.
Well, it's become like that. It has. There's still plenty of solid journalism out there. It's just that it makes its way to the public by venues that the public is not easily drawn to it. In other words, it's television, but as more households get internet, people get more educated. And that's scaring the hell out of those people who would like to see us, you know, in servitude, it's wage slavery.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's incredibly, like I said before, we're all looking towards the shift of the paradigm, changing the whole strategy of consciousness on this planet from profiteering to, you know, sustainability and community. Isn't that the bedrock of what we're doing?
Well, I think it's also the bedrock of survival.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I agree with you there. And speaking and knocking on that door, our Secretary of State is over there telling Indonesia, and I mean, this is us telling Indonesia that climate change is perhaps the world's most fearsome weapon of mass destruction. You know, you hear this term in fiction and on film, but I'm gonna slap it on Mr. Kerry's backside right now, and it's just wanton hubris.
Yeah,
it's horrible. I mean, Wayne, don't you?
Please go ahead.
No, I'm asking you. I mean, isn't that incredible that he's over there telling them that an extreme ideologues, big companies and special interests should not be allowed to hijack the climate debate? This is from our Secretary.
Yeah, how can I disagree with your statement there? Matter of fact, I just read a piece on another blog site, like A Man with a Muckrake. He's out of a history professor out of Toledo, retired. And he said, you know, basically, we have the two leading Republicans in the Senate and the House are both funded by the anti-climate problem change, you know. And should they gain the Senate along with the House, then the debate on climate change and the devastation it's causing across the globe right now will be a mute subject.
And it's there isn't anybody on, well, I shouldn't say this. It is my, I'll place it this way into the conversation. There isn't, it would be my thought that anybody on the street that you would ask them right now, what is the new big stock or IPO or, you know, commodity to come? And from my point of view, most people would intuit that it's water.
But Northern California, it would be a rocketing stock right now.
Jeez, there's also this. Then you come across information that is taken by, I don't know if you saw this, Joe, that one in four Americans are unaware that the Earth circles the sun.
I thought that was a joke.
It's not.
I thought that was a joke. Really?
It's a valid survey, and it scans many of the metropolitan areas of the country. It's scary is what it is. It's very frightening.
I saw a little cartoon posting or something about Michelle Bachmann making the statement of the tongue-in-cheek aspect of if light travels, you know, at the speed of light of, you know, whatever it is, so many thousand miles per second, why does it take the sun so long to rotate around the Earth?
This is somebody who has been elected to Congress. And this is why the people who are sitting in D.C. right now are sitting there. Our educational system is failing. But you know what's really educating kids? Television and internet.
Definitely.
I mean,
especially this generation.
Well, except for, you know, I got a son that's been here like all day playing on this one thing, and I think it's a little hazardous to his health. But that's just me.
Well, it's like what Everall Merle said. TV can either be the greatest educator or the biggest wasteland.
Yeah,
that decision is in your hand.
Internet also.
It's both. The same with the internet. It is both. It is yin and yang. It definitely is a warp and a woof. And if you've got a warp and a woof like that, there's Barrett's inherent in it. And I'm talking to an engineer. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, in that regard, I grew up, I was born the day that, the year that the Mouseketeers started on television. And I can't tell you how much education, autodidactic kind of an education I have received from the television. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I will admit to that. Joe, can I get an amen from you there?
You got an amen, sister, I'll tell you.
You
got, well, what religion you want, bro? You got it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's quite true. I mean, we've had some really wonderful stuff that has come our way. Okay, we've got just a moment. We've got a good friend of Here Be Monsters is Joe O'Brien. He's in the chat room and he's asking. He's paying you a compliment, Winston. He likes this Winston dude. When is his show going to be on? Well, it's going to be on Saturdays, John. I don't know. It's up to Winston to schedule himself. So,
well, we're good, working on that. I just needed to get the okay that I could hide out with your show and we'll be on Saturdays. And I canceled my show today from Sundays. And Gwen, I got to tell you something, too. I was going to do that. I had it booked at the wrong time. I was cutting into your time, trying to steal all of your listeners, and they wouldn't come over. So I was going to tease the show anyway.
Well, the last thing we need to do is to be competing against each other. We need to complement each other with time schedules.
Well, that's right. There is one section that I on the show that will be every week, and this is my thing. It's called there's going to be a point in every show where Winston is going to do a raw cause. And what raw cause is, it means like I'm going to talk to the people just the way they should be talked to, and I'm going to tell you what really is going on about something or something that's being trying to pass off on you or something that should be called out. That's why I call it raw cause. No candy coating or anything. I would like your permission, Gwen, right now to give a raw cause, just a quick one here.
Sure. Sure, please. We're introducing Burning Streets today, so.
Okay. Well, here's my raw cause for this week. So let Germany brew your beer. My beer is from Mexico. Let Switzerland make your watch. I'm a hippie. I ain't into time. Let Asia assemble your phone, and we're going to build your car. Bob Dylan, what are you doing? I don't know if you people have seen this guy on TV. I mean, he doesn't even look like Bob Dylan anymore. I mean, his face. I mean, anyway, Bob, if you think that there is anything un-more American than you doing this car commercial, I mean, it just drives me crazy. I'm watching this. I wasn't even talking to him. Guy here without. Here you got Bob Dylan, icon, filthy rich. He's got so much money. Look at his face; has been redone 4 or 5 times. He don't need this. Why is he doing it?
Why?
You know, I don't. Is it really about the idol worship? And it doesn't matter what you worship for, as long as you get your face. No matter what it looks like this week, you get your face out there. You know, and what you say doesn't matter. This is a real big point with me, and here's where we get serious. Bob Dylan, you suck. I love the music. That's great. But honestly, dude, somebody's got to call you out. You know, first of all, that Forever Young, it ain't working. You know, when you got a face like that, it really ain't working. And let other people in Germany do this, Switzerland do that, and we're going to build your car. Bob Dylan doing car commercials should get the guy thrown out of the country. That's all I got to say for the raw cause this week.
Applause.
There you go.
I was really let down by it myself. But then again, I've always known that Bob Dylan had a huge ego. I think it is about interjecting himself into social significance once again, to be honest with you.
I can't figure out what else it would be, you know? Other than arrogance, too, of people not seeing through him, does he really think that people can't see through this? And that it's really like, it's kind of sad because there are people that really, really looked up to this guy, not as a hero or anything, but a guy that could put the words together and say things the way that they were. Well, you know, putting words together like, so let Germany brew your beer? I mean, it's come a long way. And this is where I'm coming from. I ain't going to his concerts, and if I've ever seen the guy, I'm going to ask him about it, you know? What is your fucking problem, dude? You know, because there's a taking with the difference. He's made millions off of it. He can say that he isn't this icon. He didn't want to do this in the 60s. The guy, this has been his bread and butter. So here's straight at you, Bob. You cashed in on us. Now you want to cash in again. Well, us are going to come back at you and say, I want my money back.
But, you know, he did define the messaging of many of the hippies who were against the war, who were about changing society.
The Civil Rights Movement.
He did a lot of that with his poetry. But he sure ain't no Joni Mitchell. Never was, never will be.
Kudos to Joni. Yeah, she deserves her propers.
Oh, she's the goddess. She is.
Patti Smith played backwards. There's nothing better. I see God when I play that stuff. Man. I get so rebellious. I want to go out and, I don't know, buy a Bob Dylan record.
Oh, Gwen, I like this guy.
Well, you know, back to what John was asking in chat. He's asking, Winston, what time do you think you're going to be on so these folks might start chattering about it out there on the net?
Okay, who's this guy?
John O'Brien.
What time do you want me on, John?
I know this man very well. Yes, I know this man very well.
What time do you want me on, John?
So we're waiting for the teletype to work here.
Yeah, I just want, what time you want me on, John?
You can actually go on anywhere from midnight Friday to midnight Saturday.
This is how the show works. So give me some feedback. John, what time you want the show on?
There you go.
And can we interview you?
I'm sure you can. He's called in before, hasn't he?
Yes. He's a guy I'm in Chicago that I know very well.
If John is my answer, I'm thinking mornings.
You think, well, you know what? That's a great idea. But John. How about 3 o'clock?
In the morning?
Well, you know, I think he's thinking afternoon, but 3 in the morning works for some folks.
Trust me.
Now,
like I said,
John,
I know this man. He's talking 3 in the afternoon.
Eastern, Mountain Time. What are we talking, John?
He'd be Central.
Central. Okay, so that would be the time. This whole thing about
it would be 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time, the Rochester time, 4 in the afternoon.
Okay, first show, 4 o'clock.
He's very willing. He'll let himself be interviewed. So
great. Okay, first show's gonna be. Gwen, can we go this week after next?
Yeah, you can actually schedule your show whenever you wish.
Once I start it, I'm going to keep doing it till you fire me.
Fire me.
Okay. Once I start it, 2 weeks from now, it's going to be an every week thing. You know, maybe we'll change the time. I don't know. But John wants it 4 o'clock. It's going to be 4 o'clock.
There you go. Right. 3 o'clock.
And we'll take it from there. But honestly, all kidding aside, this is how I want it to work. Talk to me. Tell me what you want. You may not get it, but tell me what you want. If you want a show that's going to really be a good show, contribute something to it. Call in.
Yeah.
Same with your other shows. You know, people listen to this stuff. Come on. Get off your ass and do something. Or stay on your ass and use your phone, you know?
That's true. That's right. And that's going to be on Saturdays, folks. So, and I'd like to remind
you. I got to write that time down so I show up.
I got it. But I will say this, too. You got to remember, a lot of people listen to us on iTunes, iPodcast, and also archives on Blog Talk Radio. There's a lot of accessing. In fact, we get more archived listens than we do live listens. We do pretty well for Blog Talk, you know, Blog Talk Radio or internet radio. And sometimes our Sunday show gets replayed on AM progressive networks in the Southeast, Democrats, but they'll play it now and then.
That's cool.
Well, it depends on what we're talking about. And if people, I've got a couple of friends who are part of that network that'll listen into the shows, and if something really good is on, they're really desperate to fill their hours over there on AM talk radio, liberal left side. Of course, it isn't really left, as we were discussing before. It isn't really liberal.
What is liberal? I don't see any liberal anymore. I don't. I don't see none. I don't think people know how to be liberal anymore. I don't think people know how to talk to power anymore. I don't think people know how to throw pies anymore. What's the matter with this country?
This country was built on corn pies.
It was.
Cow
it
pies,
was.
Mud pies.
You got it.
And pizza pies.
And if everybody started throwing pies, it'd be pretty funny. Let's admit it. And then go into court for that. I mean, if you're going to court for protesting, you go in, you pay the fine, blah, 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 you tell you the crap. But you're going at least if you threw a pie. You know,
if you threw a pie, you can always say that you were threatened. You feel threatened by the person.
And then you say, so
then
if they do that,
pie.
They do that and you have their posse there and they throw pies at them then. I mean, do you see where this can go?
Mm-hmm. And no one would be hungry, as John is saying. I will say this.
That's great.
I've done the first 1 minute, like a 1 minute video commercial for Here Be Monsters Network, and I basically have said that we are a bunch of outlaws, and thank you, Winston, for keeping us true blue this week.
Anything I could do to help. And I'm not kidding. The last time I did my show, I got raided. Let me tell you. I did a show for 3 weeks.
Bullshit.
Third week, I'm doing the show. I'm writing the show because I write my shows, all right? That's because I don't trust nobody.
But are the folks that get in trouble. Oh,
that's right. I'm sitting there. I'm writing my show, right? Now, my dog, this is sad. This gets me upset. So my dog comes in, Boo, and he tells me there's freaking troopers at the door, and they got guns, and they're pointing them at him. I get up off of the office where I'm at all the time. I get up out of the chair. I go out there. They're already in the freaking house. The dog wasn't lying. So they're already in the house. They're looking at me. And what do you want? And we want the pot. Okay. All right. Don't shoot my dog.
Oh, this has been a pleasure.
Why bring him upstairs? I got nothing to hide. You know? Okay. Here's the pot plant. And I want everybody to hear this. They're my wife's. They're not mine. So then you go up, okay, they got the pot plant. Great. All the guys outside can leave now. I don't know if they were SWAT or what. All right. But the other guys, they could be. Apparently, we found the stuff. You can leave now. All right. Then they come down. Now I got this guy. He's going to be my buddy. He's blocking me in my own office. Again, these people didn't even knock. All right. And now he wants to know, where's the bowl? Where's the bowl? It's right on my desk. Here's the bowl. I give him the bowl. Again, he's my buddy, right? So, do you have anything else around? Well, here's a vaporizer. Here's two buds that my wife gave me before she left and called you guys. But...
I gotta interrupt this because we're at the top of the hour already.
Okay.
It went by too fast, Gwen. Too fast.
This has been a ball. I want to extend my other side of the room. Oh goodness. Sorry about that, Jack. Mercury must have stepped right in and said shabam. We couldn't get Jack on the wire tonight, so.
I cut his line so I could steal his time.
I want to remind everybody before we go over here, everyone listening live, that it'll be next Saturday at 4 p.m. Tune in to Winston Smith on Burning Streets here on Here Be Monsters Radio. And also, before we go over, I want to also remind everybody to go on over and check out the postings at the Commons Project Network. And to say, we are sponsored here on the Sunday show by Roundtree7, that's the number 7.com, a blog where you can find a hell of a lot of, what were we talking about there, Winston? All the different avenues coming together at the crossroads, just a whole bunch of different good stuff.
And good photos, too.
And videos. And since the captain is in the room, I will say that you should go over and see some of Krell, David Williams' work on videos over there. And we got 90 seconds, guys. Anything anybody wants to say before we go black?
I'm starting a fund for get Winston out of jail.
Okay.
All right. Just in case I end up there. Because the divorce ain't over yet.
Okay.
Well, Winston, I want to say that this has been truly a pleasure for me. I have enjoyed you. I've loved your wit, and I will definitely be checking you out next week.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. I like you too, man.
In a heterosexual way.
I got to interview you, man. I want to interview you and do Jello shots.
There you go. I could be there.
On the air, man.
Oh God. And thank you everybody for listening in. This has been the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters with Winston Smith from Burning Streets and his crew, and Wayne Johnson from the Engineering Blog. And we're gone, guys. We're gone. We're out of here.
Thank you, Gwen.
Great show, Gwen. Great show.
Thanks, gentlemen. Good evening.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later, Gwen.
Good night.